Hello, it's the 25th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Two women have been suspected of being victims of a drink spiking at a club in Bedford. Two women were from the same group and reported feeling unwell at Aston's Bar and Nightclub on Bedford High Street on Friday. Spiking, which is sometimes called date rape, is when alcohol or drugs are secretly added to a person's drink, usually with the intention of making the victim unable to reject or remember a sexual attack. Bedfordshire Police have launched an investigation and are appealing for information from anyone who may have witnessed the incident. Since 2015, there's been 2,600 reports of spiking in England and Wales, with three quarters being against women. Beds Police committed to a national seatbelt safety campaign that started yesterday. Over the course of the campaign, there will be dedicated patrols and officers will be extra vigilant as they conduct their regular duties. A large number of drivers admit to not wearing seatbelts if their journeys are very short. The Environment Agency, working with Anglian Water and groups of volunteers, have cleared huge amounts of pennywort off the River Ouse. The invasive plant was introduced to the UK in the 90s and grows rapidly into thick mats that alter oxygen levels in the water, putting fish and other plants in danger. Over 23 miles of the river have been cleared of it over the last 5 years, with the plant growing at a rate of 8 inches per day. Two local men are raising much-needed funds for Keach Hospice charity with a huge cycling challenge. Mark Russell and Simon Fish will cycle a 250-mile round trip to the Suffolk coast in memory of Mark's son, Harry, who died at age 3. Check the show notes for a link to the fundraiser. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.